Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the movie review, the film review, the Blu-ray review podcast. I'm so happy to be here again. I'm Brian Kluger with the Multimedia Men podcast and BoomstickComics.com. I know you've listened. This is a little episode where I talk or review a movie for you guys. So hopefully you'll go see it or not see it if it's terrible. This one today is going to be a Blu-ray review. A Blu-ray review from Vestron Video, meaning it's gonna be a old school horror one. In this case, it's the collector series of Class of 1999. The tagline is "A government experiment finally makes schools safe for everyone except the students, the ultimate teaching machine out of control." If you remember Class of 1999, we're going to talk about that right now, and if you should own it on Vestron Video. Filmmaker Mark L. Lester sure made a name for himself in the cinema world, mostly being movies from the 1980s. He gave us some of the most homoerotic action films from that time, including Commando and Showdown in Little Tokyo, to name a few. And if you don't think those movies are homoerotic, you need to go watch those right now. Class of 1999 is no different either, and is a sibling sequel to his film a few years beforehand, with Class of 1984. With 1984, you had a new teacher come to a violent high school where most of the kids are in gangs and try to make a difference. Things get out of hand for sure. When we cut to Class of 1999, the same kind of setup is provided, but this time the gangs of kids are forced to deal with new teachers that are actually robots, hell-bent on not just teaching lessons, but taking lives. You can see the similarities in 1999 with films like RoboCop, Westworld, Terminator, and a little bit of Fury Road, you know, Mad Max Fury Road, throughout the film, as a recent student named Cody, played by Bradley Gregg, who was in Stand By Me as Chris Chambers' brother, Eyeball Chambers, who had just gotten out of jail and wants to change his ways. He enters high school again with the new teachers, who are in fact robots that look just like you or me, human. These robots are played by Patrick Kilpatrick, the name that's so good you name it twice, John P. Ryan, and the amazing Jackie Brown, Pam Grier. These guys don't mess around and are not above beating students bloody, killing them, and in some of the more homoerotic scenes, spanking them hundreds of times in front of people on their bottom. But don't get me wrong, these high schoolers need discipline, but to what ends, really? The students must band together and fight these robot teachers while trying not to kill each other in the process. The nostalgic 80s wardrobe, one-liners, practical effects, and just the overall feel of it all just comes into one glorious soup bowl in this movie. It's a trip down memory lane and is still quite fun to watch, even if the whole story and premise is so over the top ludicrous. The film always sticks to its guns and goes all the way, never afraid to turn away to violence or even its cheesiness. This is what the early 80s thought the future was going to be like, as far as education and students go. Which, needless to say, they had no faith in us students. It also gives us a satire on how far should the government and private companies go when showing discipline at schools. You know, the corporal punishment sort of thing. Class of 1999 is sure as hell entertaining, even to this day, and has some fun cameos, including Stacy Keach and Malcolm McDowell. The practical effects of the robots again and gory wounds all look excellent with no signs of CG. I still love this film. But what about the video and audio? I mean, these old movies might not look good, but I'm happy to say Class of 1999 comes with a 1080p HD transfer and is presented in 185, one aspect ratio. Vestron says this is a newly remastered and digitally restored print, and it looks good. It looks very good for one of those early 80s action movies. There are some problems, though. Grain is to be expected with these movies, which always looks good. I welcome it. The layer of grain usually gives the film that the movies that more that filmic look and presentation, and not something that it's looked like it's gone through like a digital sleek car wash. The grain is heavy at times, and sometimes the grain kind of gathers in certain places on the screen and just makes it for a murky kind of soft experience. But locally, a lot of this happens very early on in the film, and the problem seems to fix itself as time passes. There are still some scratches and warps here and there, but it's all part of that nostalgic experience. Colors look great, with all the 80s wardrobe and their hyper color standing out nicely. The lime green goo inside the robot stand out, as well as the buckets of red blood and well-lit scenes. Black levels are deep and inky for the most part, but can bleed over. Skin tones are natural. The detail is very sharp and vivid as well, mostly in the well-lit interior scenes. And the detail gets better as the movie goes on for some reason. But yeah, this is probably the best print of the film that we have yet, and it's satisfying. Audio-wise, this comes with a DTS HD Master Audio 2.0 stereo mix, not 5.1, which is unfortunate because there's a lot of really cool mechanical robot sounds, and it would have been really cool to hear, like, the whole area of, the whole surroundness of everything here with a 5.1 track. But still, it does its job. There's still good dynamics. The gunshots and explosions are loud. I just wish there was a 5.1 sound. There are no pops, cracks, or hiss in this either. The extras. So Vestron is known for doing new extras, but they're not all that good, and this is no different. There are new interviews here, but none of the interviews with the actors. It's just the director, the writer, the visual effects person, and the DP, the director of photography. There's an auto commentary by Mark L. Lester, which is actually pretty good. And then there's interviews again with the director and producer present day. They talk about story, tone, interviews with a screenwriter about the story, visual effects, about doing like the hardcore cool effects back then. The director of photography talks about shooting it. And then there's the video promo, which is a vintage EPK electronic press kit type of feature. And there's trailers. So it's not great extras like with actors now, but it's like with the crew, which are, you know, if you like the movie, you'll like it. Castle Knights 9 still holds up today with excellent visual effects that are all practical. They don't make them like this anymore, for sure. The satire is great. The action is in your face. And the homoerotic tones throughout are just so fun. But that's what 80 action movies are. That's what they were about. It's still a fun as hell film. The video looks good. A little bit of problems. Audio is good, too. Extras are, you know, if you like the movie, you'll get a kick out of them. So all that being said, Class of 99 definitely is recommended from Vestron. Get it if you can. Watch it. You'll like it.